This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Raj.
Audrey Raj.
We are with you all the way through until 1 o'clock today. We're asking you whether or not motivational quotes actually work for you, and if they do, what is your favorite? We're picking up on this because we had a little bit of some feedback yesterday saying people do like motivational quotes. It keeps them going when times are stressful, when they're facing something a little bit tough, when they're under pressure. We asked for feedback. We've got it. Over to WhatsApp first.
Yeah, so this is from Rivellino, who says, I think quotes are important, especially motivational ones. It helps give us a positive outlook when things look bleak. Whoever reads motivational quotes and expects their problems to be solved has got it wrong. These quotes are merely the pickup. The pick-me-up when they need to take the next positive step. Now, whether they decide to take that next step needed is another story altogether. One of my favorite quotes is, everyone saw the apple fall, but only Newton asked why. There's one from Johan who says, if you think you're too small to make an impact, try sleeping with a mosquito around. There is also one from, what is his name? There is one from Jerry who says, it's not who you are underneath, but what you do that defines you. Batman. I think I have a favorite quote.
To Instagram very quickly. Alexi C has said, if you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done. Ords, over to you.
Looking at Twitter, there's one here from Bolt Rider who says, as you think, so shall you become. And this is from Bruce Lee. We've got one from Deppy who says, okay, I know it's crass, but here it goes. Beep happens, just flush it and move on. Not applicable every time, but it works for me when I have trouble getting out of a mental loop.
Yeah.
We also have one more here. This is from Lim, who says, failure is not the end. It is a necessary path, part of the path. Hope will always survive in those who continue to fight.
Okay, with that in mind, let's move on to our final story of the day. I'm sure we've got some quotes to wrap up with before the end of the show. Arv, what's your story?
Yeah, so this is a quick one about Luxembourg, which is Europe's richest country. It will become the first in the world to make public transport completely free, like 100% no charge whatsoever. There are other cities that have done this already, but Luxembourg will be the first to implement it for the whole country and not just in the capital or in like urban areas of the country itself. So the new rule will apply to all trams, trains and buses. And the most interesting part, it will be available to tourists and residents alike. So it's not just, for Luxembourg citizens only kind of deal. According to its Minister of Mobility, you could describe it as the social icing on the cake of global strategy for multimodal revolution. Wow. He also says it's a reward for everyone who has switched to public transport and also an incentive for those who are still using their own cars to make the switch. So they've given a few stats, which is quite interesting. Around 47% of business trips are made by car in Luxembourg, and the country is known for its frequent traffic jams. Buses are only used for 32% of trips to work, ahead of trains at 19%. By way of comparison, in Paris, almost 70% of workers use public transport. Mm-hmm. Just like reading this, I think I picked up this story because it sounds like the kind of, utopia that I would want to live in, like free public transport and stuff. Especially even last year when they introduced the My 100 for the LRTs and MRTs, and for Rapid they had the My 100 pass. Even that made like a huge difference in how I travel up and down, whether it's to different places in KL or Klang Valley or even to work. Then I got lazy and I started driving again, but different story. but just having facilities like this, it's a good benchmark for other developing countries or other sort of cities to follow. At least just give people free public transport if you want to get rid of traffic jams. This is one of the biggest ways.
Just to kind of give you some comparison, Luxembourg has an area of 2,586 square kilometres, where Greater KL has an area of 2,793. So very similar sizes.
Ooh, yeah.
In terms of population, the entire country of Luxembourg has 602,000 people, and I believe KL just by itself has 1.8 million.
So about double.
Triple.
Yeah.
600. Triple
1.8. Just KL. That's not Greater KL.
Okay. So people are, it's an issue. A big issue. Yeah. Issues. Yeah.
But imagine that. Free transport anywhere.
Yeah.
On all services, buses, trams, trains, everything.
I think that's a complete game changer. You know, why would you want or need a car if that was... Mm-hmm. Okay, we still have the last mile connectivity problem here. Mm-hmm. But imagine how that would change the game here. You know, like, why even bother taking the car when you can take the train anywhere and it's for free? Like, you've got a family of five, it's free, mm-hmm. you know?
With, like, petrol costs and, like, transport costs and, you know, toll and stuff, if you can just get rid of all of that. I think, you know, in like a one sweep, you could just, like, get rid of traffic jams altogether. I mean, people do those studies about does ride-hailing solve traffic jams, and I don't think they found, like, any proper solution. But public transport, if you can get people all using one method of transportation, that, I mean... Logically, I think that
makes sense. It would be wonderful to do that here.
Yeah,
but we, as you say, last mile problem, first mile problem, mm-hmm. half a mile problem, 4 miles problem. It's not about there not being public transportation. There is.
Yeah.
It's the way in which it's done and it's been developed. You know, we know KL is a car-driven city.
Car-first city.
Above and beyond. I mean, I was just over the weekend, I was walking around, you know, KL City Centre, and trying to find a pavement for the most part, unless you're on Bukit Bintang, is almost impossible.
Yep.
It's terrifying sometimes, you know. And I know tourists who come here and they spend time around that area in the Golden Triangle, and they say, oh no, how do I get over there? And you point in a direction, and it's like, but you have to go this way, and you have to cut up there and go around there, and it's a nightmare.
And crossing roads here is no easy feat, you know?
It's not, even if there's a crossing there, it's a bit of a difficult process, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to wrap up, though, I suppose, because at the end of the day, it's night.
Ayo!
Is that a quote or is that like a wordplay?
That was good though.
Yeah,
right?
It was.
Okay,
it
do you have one to wrap up with? No?
I like this one, and that's why I asked Christine to play Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine. It's always darkest before the dawn.
Ooh. I want to pick this one by Alex. It says, those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter.
Very nice. Don't go anywhere though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Zaid Ibrahim, the former Minister of Law, of course. One fateful Sheraton meeting has led the whole country into an unprecedented political quagmire, and the dust is unlikely to settle soon. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Go on, Arv, he's got one more.
I have to pick this one. It's quite nice. This comes from Wang Moon, who says, my wife gave me the most effective quote. She wrote, "Don't die at work," on a piece of paper and placed it on my desk. Then I quit my job and now live a happier life.
Ooh. Oh, there's another wife quote. Happy wife, happy life.
On that note, we're going to take a break. Actually, we're going to wrap up. That's it. Florence and the Machine, of course, Shake It Out here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.